Randy a little bit, coming off a really solid outing for himself. Maybe a little bit of a turning point for him, just getting into the seventh inning and doing it what he was able to do.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, he's pitched well. He really has. He's been able to turn over lineups. Him and Maldi have really been in sync with each other. He's been able to, be able to limit damage early, and then when he has some traffic out there, he's clearly done a nice job of that over the last year plus. But he's been in control of what he's doing. He's got a real clarity of what he's doing, and him being able to pitch deeper in the game is very important, as it is for any starter.
Yeah, and it seems seven of his last nine outings, two walks or less. I mean, that was an issue early on, but he seems to have really gotten a good control of that part of the game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Kind of proves the point, right? Like, he's nothing's really self-inflicted, and that's what really competition's about, specific to pitching. You know, if there's walks that are earned, there's walks that are, that are given. And so if a guy earns a, seven or eight pitch walk, good for him, man. You know, that's a nice job. You know, it's the four or five pitch, more non-competitive pitches. And but Randy's had a lot of consistently competitive pitches. Ball's going where he wants to, and it's showing up. It matters.
Mike, we're at the halfway point now. Your thoughts on what this team has done well in the first half of the season and your expectations for this back?
That's a lot. So what it's done well, it's competed well pretty much regardless of circumstance. We show up, and, it's a group that is going to get after it. We've been more consistent with our defense. I think our defense has been on point for the most part this year. Our infield defense has continued to improve. It's been definitely better in the month of June. The numbers and the eye test support that, so I think we're in a better spot and have done pretty well things defensively. Base run, I think we're mostly opportunistic when they're there. We've done some really good things to help us win some games on some what a lot of people maybe think are not bigger or important things, where like reading balls in the dirt. We've had three in around the home plate area that have helped us win games. So I think that's been a strength. The depth of the organization has been clearly tested, especially in the starting pitching and some of the outfield. That's been so we've been able to plug in the holes a little bit there and we knew Musgrove was going to be out and Darvish still out clearly, and Michael being on the IL, and been able to keep it alive with our starters there. Our bullpen's been a clear strength for us. So that's been positive. You talk about offensively, it's been good, really, really, really good at times, and it's been inconsistent. And you can say to what reason. There's a lot of factors to that. We've had some injuries. Crony missed a month. Jackson missed over a month. Pitching's as challenging to hit as ever. I'm not one to make excuses. There's a lot of factors. So I think, that's something that we're always going to be mindful of, to look to be more consistent. But I do have a lot of confidence in the group. And as far as strengths go, moving the second half, it's just a matter of doing the four things that I talk about all the time. And that's continuing to stay together, which is close as this group is together. And, the season's going to test you on that. But, then we have more trials and tribulations. We can let outside forces, raise the alarm bells and so forth, and we just stay together and stay focused, and then making sure our pitchers, to your point with Randy about throwing strikes, we just continue to challenge the strike zone and make the routine plays, and the offense does everything they can to execute, including with the base running.
To your point, you said one of the number one things, staying close together, talking to the clubhouse the last couple of days, asking that same question. The number one thing that kept coming up was, we have really stayed close together as a unit and overcome a lot of things. And that seems to echo what you were just talking about.
Yeah, it's important. It's hard too. You've got, when I say 26 people, but you also staff and, organization continue to grow. So on any given day, there's, 70 people in our clubhouse, working towards a common goal. And that's the good news about it, is we are working towards a common goal, and people have their different thoughts, rightfully, to how to get to those end goals. But at the end of the day, we do it together and figure out the best practices to make that happen.
I know you talked about it after the game, Mike, last night, but what is the key to having one inning, like ninth inning last night, carry over into today?
I was really pleased about the ninth inning. I talked about it because it's anywhere we could have like said, you know, it's 8-0. We'll just get them tomorrow. And you know, people were like, no, I ain't gonna. We're gonna break this thing up, and then I'm not making the last out. You know, but there's a sense of another thing is like, man, the other side's trying too. And again, I don't want to alibi that ever, but sometimes there's a representation of like, man, and I've had a mentor of mine, Mark DeJohn, forever. Like, if your offense isn't, you know, producing, it's like you're going to look a little more flat, right? So people are like, well, you know, you got a guy, if you look back, which we have, you look at, I mean, Nicky threw a great game last night. Me and Scan were talking before this, you know, our conversation now about just the changeup. What a great pitch it is. He had a really good one. He was also throwing a cutter where he wanted to and throwing a fastball to both sides of the plate and, you know, got our guys off balance. And so, and then you have, you know, so ultimate answer your specific question, what is it, you know, what's it look like? It looks like everything that we talk about consistently, and that is having a real clear preparation for what you're looking to do and then going out there, seeing what's happening in real time, working together and collaborating on how it's working, and then taking your absolute best opportunity to do what the at-bat calls for. And if you see that intent consistently, that's all you can ask for. That's all I can ask for, at least. Others can have their ass. Rightfully so.
How has Sheets getting more comfortable in left helped you in terms of filling out the lineup?
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, you know, his ability to go play left field is – it frees up. I mean, you know, listen, he's done a nice job for us, right? And so when you look at lineups, like, for example, today is a good example to your question. You know, we got a tough lefty out there. We want our everyday guys in there. But we also want Sheets as a bat in there, but we want to get Iglesias in there. So where does Hosey fit? You know, he fits today at second base, which allows Louie to get a DH day, which he can come back tomorrow and be good and have some energy on a turnaround game. If Sheets can't go play left field, he's got to occupy the DH spot. It doesn't get Iglesias in there, or tomorrow a particular guy off their feet to go take that DH day. Iglesias goes plays another position in the infield, and Sheets can still go play left field. So it's very, very valuable. Versatility in the lineup is very valuable.